The economy is spiraling. The president can't even take care of his hair. And there is no end in sight to the Iran war. I will be on CNN Newsnight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, debating this tonight. Make sure you drop a like on this video and enjoy. All right, we have a new leaked video of a senior White House staffer detailing the ongoing turmoil in the White House. He describes Trump as a madman who is ruining things for the rest of us and who needs to go immediately. This is somebody with firsthand knowledge and experience of what's going on in the White House, and it only works to confirm our deepest, darkest presumptions about the lack of confidence ongoing. So this is Benjamin. Benjamin is a senior budget analyst and funding manager for the White House. And I thought this video came out at a very interesting time this morning because as the senior budget analyst for the White House is complaining about Donald Trump in a secret recording, we are getting economic numbers that only confirms everything Benjamin is saying. So when Benjamin calls Donald Trump a madman who is ruining things for everybody else, he's very right. He's telling the truth here, actually. We just got inflation numbers this morning that show April CPI inflation rising to 3.8%, which was way higher than expectations. And it's the highest level since May of 2023 during the pandemic era, sort of. Core CPI inflation also rose to 2.8% above expectations of 2.7%. We are now experiencing post-pandemic inflation levels amid surging oil prices. Odds of Fed rate hikes are surging, which is comical because Trump has spent the past few years trying to bully Jerome Powell into lowering interest rates, only for Trump to then enact a policy that is so severely damaging that interest rates will likely have to be raised once again because of Trump's own policies. And again, we're back to inflation levels, not from the pandemic, but right after the pandemic. The post-pandemic inflation levels are now being recreated due to Donald Trump's war. But it gets worse. I'm not even trying to doom and gloom here. It gets worse for Donald Trump. Donald Trump's disapproval rating on the economy has then hit a whopping 70%. You can start by looking at the bottom here, near the last year of his first term. So January of 2020, Donald Trump's approval on the economy was 55%, and his disapproval was 40%. Let's use the disapproval rating right here just to make it clean. This is the amount of people who disapprove of Trump's economy. In March of 2020, it was 42%. Then as the pandemic ravaged, we had 46% disapproval, 48% disapproval. You know, it slowly goes up, but it never really breaks 50% until 2025. Then his disapproval on the economy is 56%, then 61%, then 69%. Now in April, 70% of the country, according to CNN, disapproves of Donald Trump's current economy. And it's for such obvious reasons. Just think about this. One of the first things Donald Trump did when he got into office with the help of Elon Musk was gutting the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The CFPB existed to protect people like you and I, just average consumers, from the large greedy corporations that want to, in a cynical manner, screw us over. They are predatory. There are so many predatory corporations or banks that will screw over people who don't have as much power. And the CFPB was meant to return power to those people, to people like you and I. Donald Trump and Elon Musk gutted it. That immediately hurt working class people in the economy. From there, Trump put insane tariffs on every single country across the globe and had no reason for it. From there, he gut $1 trillion of Medicaid, he cut ACA subsidies, and then he started a war in the Middle East that is spiking gas prices an insane amount. That is just the cleanest version of the timeline I can present to you all. And let's return back to what Donald Trump is saying and doing on the White House front lawn right now regarding this war. By the way, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the ruthless, relentless facts that we bring every single day. So as Donald Trump is standing there on the White House front lawn with his hair sticking up, I just want to point out very quickly, there are no good options to ending this war with Iran. The most likely option right now is a dramatic escalation from the United States and Donald Trump committing war crimes to try to end this war. The reason why he may have to do this is because, in his mind, we are running very, very low on missiles. We have depleted most of our missile stockpiles, but we've made no progress with the negotiations, and we've made no progress with the strikes that we've done so far. So in Donald Trump's mind, I'm not endorsing this, I'm just giving you the strategy. In Donald Trump's mind, the only way to swiftly end this war would be, one, war crimes against civilian infrastructure that just cripples the regime and brings them down to their knees because we don't have many missiles left. What are we going to do? Try again and then just have no missiles? Do the same thing as the first time? No. He's being told that if we try the same thing as the first time, we're going to lose. So we need to ramp up. Either that or a massively humiliating climb down in which Donald Trump ends the war, says we've gotten nothing, we will get nothing, and Iran has de facto control of the Strait of Hormuz. That is also very catastrophic for the region and for the entire world. So we have no good choice right here. Donald Trump has put us in two awful positions, but clearly the war crime position is like infinitely more awful. Nobody wants that to happen. I do not want that to happen. Maybe Trump wants that to happen deep down, but I think in his mind, he just wants this war to be over. He is desperate to end this war. So let's listen to what sticky hair Donald Trump said on the White House front line.
At what point are you done negotiating with Iran?
Well, we're going to see what happens. We're only making a good deal. We have their military is gone. It's wiped out. And we're only going to make a good deal. And we'll see what happens.
Their military is not gone or not entirely wiped out. Yes, the U.S. has a strong military and we destroyed a lot of their Navy and Air Force. But Iran is still holding the Strait hostage with the use of their IRGC military. It is very simple, and Trump is just lying.
I believe that one way or the other, it's going to be very good for the American people, and I think actually very good for the Iranian people.
Nope. On day one of this war, Trump said he was going to free the Iranian people and they should liberate themselves. Now he's thinking of committing war crimes against them. I don't have confidence that this negotiation process is going well. I think that Trump is literally a madman who is screwing us all over, which actually perfectly brings me back to this video of the senior budget analyst in the White House. Now, I want to be clear. This video was captured by Project Veritas with James O'Keefe. I don't trust James O'Keefe, nor do I trust Project Veritas. They are a right-leaning they're a right-leaning propaganda outlet, and they always try to trap people in these conversations and then release it. But this one is a little bit different. This one was posted by them in an attempt to make liberals look bad, in an attempt to make liberals look like we can't be trusted or can't work in the White House, or liberals look like we can't do anything. But what this really does is make Trump look very, very bad. I mean, this was posted by libs of TikTok, and they said Trump is being backstabbed by the people around him. But that's not what I get from this. What I get from this is that people around Trump are terrified and sick of his shit and saying he needs to stop. He needs to stop what he's doing. Take a listen to Trump's senior budget analyst and funding manager at the White House.
We have to get rid of Trump. Seriously. He's a mess. He's fucking it up for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. We gotta get rid of him. Honestly. Yeah.
Benjamin Elliston claims that Trump is a dangerous madman and insists that no one can know that he feels this way.
He's a madman. Literally. He's invincible. Nothing can stop him. And that's dangerous.
Wait, I just want you to notice, this right-wing outlet thinks they're getting some gotcha on this dude. They think that they're doing a gotcha on Benjamin. But what I hear is somebody who is genuinely concerned about the President of the United States faculties. He says he's a madman, literally. This guy isn't doing some performance or some gotcha. He's giving his thoughts. Trump is a madman. Something like he needs to be removed from the White House via impeachment or something like that. So this does not look good for the Trump White House whatsoever or the Republicans who are posting this around. In fact, as I said, this is coming at a time when inflation is skyrocketing. It's coming at a time when Donald Trump's disapproval on the economy is skyrocketing. And it's coming at a time when Trump is getting caught for scamming the average American he's supposed to protect. I mean, I was just explaining how the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is supposed to protect you and I from like scammers and corporations. But what do you do when the president is a scammer? Because damn, around 600,000 people paid $100 deposits for the Trump-branded T1 phone, but not a single device has shipped despite multiple promised delivery dates. Trump Mobile has now updated its terms to say there is no guarantee the phone will ever be made or sold. Lord have mercy. So what? They just scammed $60 million off of Donald Trump's most loyal fans because they thought they were going to get some sort of phone. And then he pulls the rug while the economy is collapsing and says, wait a minute, never mind. They are not even trying to win the midterms anymore. Let me show you this clip of GOP Representative Jen Kegans. from Virginia, whew, saying that she's on a radio show, and the radio host is talking about Hakeem Jeffries, right? The radio host, I'm assuming this right-wing radio host, says about Hakeem Jeffries, quote, "Get your cotton-picking hands off of Virginia." And the representative, a Republican from Virginia, goes, yep, yep. She basically agrees and says, amen. Are we joking here? This is complete vile racism. I didn't even like saying that in the first place, but I just want for you to listen to what they're saying.
Jeffries wants to be involved in Virginia politics. Then I suggest he does what all a bunch of New Yorkers are doing. Leave New York, move down here to Virginia, run for office down here. You could represent us. If not, get your cotton picking hands off of Virginia.
That's right. Ditto. Yes. Yes. Yes.
This is a Republican radio host in Virginia who is just brazenly, blatantly using old-fashioned racist tropes. This is the most disgusting form of racism possible. This dude is making references back to slavery when trying to talk about Hakeem Jeffries and his political strategy. Absolutely despicable. And I'm also disgusted by the fact that Representative Jan Kickens didn't stand up to it. I mean, there could have been a moment here where she's like, wait a minute, hold on. Just because we disagree with the other side doesn't mean we have to call them this or that. But no, Republicans are now at a point where they'd rather completely be awful humans rather than actually push forward any substantive policy. We see this all over, and it needs to be called out. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. We're going to continue to cook every single day. I'll be on CNN Newsnight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central tonight.